Chapter 7. The family gave Rikki Tikki Tavi lots of food to eat. It was his reward for saving Teddy. They were all very happy with him. He did not eat all the food. Nag and Nagaina are still in the garden, he thought. I need to be ready to fight. The family stroked his fur. They showed him lots of love. Rikki Tikki Tavi was very happy. Teddy went to bed. He took Rikki Tikki Tavi with him. Rikki Tikki Tavi waited for Teddy to fall asleep. He left Teddy in bed. Rikki Tikki Tavi went to patrol the house. He was sure that Nag was going to come to the house. He heard a noise. He went to see what it was. It was Chachundra, the muskrat. He came to find Rikki Tikki Tavi. "Please don't kill me," Chachundra said. "I don't kill muskrats. I only kill snakes," Rikki Tikki Tavi said. "I think Nag and Nagaina are coming to the house. They are very bad snakes," Chachundra said. "Don't worry. They are in the garden," Rikki Tikki Tavi said. "No, he is not. Listen," Chachundra said. Rikki Tikki Tavi listened. He heard the sound of snakes, which were slithering over bricks. "There are no bricks in the garden," Rikki Tikki Tavi said. He followed the sound to the bathroom. There was a small hole in the wall. Rikki Tikki Tavi could hear Nag and Nagaina outside. They were talking. "The mongoose is a problem. We need him to leave," Nagaina said. "I will go inside. I will kill the family. The mongoose will leave. We will have the whole house and garden. All our babies can grow up here," Nag said. Nag slithered into the bathroom. He did not see Rikki Tikki Tavi. The mongoose was hidden. Rikki Tikki Tavi waited. He did not want to fight Nag and Nagaina at the same time. He wanted to wait for Nagaina to leave. "I will wait here until morning. Then I will kill them. The father has a big boomstick. He will not bring it to the bathroom," Nag said. Nagaina did not reply. She left. Rikki Tikki Tavi attacked. Nag was a very big snake. Rikki Tikki Tavi was still a small mongoose. He bit Nag on the head. He held on. Nag tried to shake him off. Nag hit Rikki Tikki Tavi against the floor. The fight made a lot of noise. Teddy's father heard the noise. He came to the bathroom with his boomstick. He shot Nag. The cobra was dead. Teddy's father picked up Rikki Tikki Tavi. "What a good mongoose! You saved us from two snakes in the same day," Teddy's father said. He took Rikki Tikki Tavi back to Teddy's room. He put the mongoose on the bed. Rikki Tikki Tavi had many wounds. He licked them throughout the night. The next morning, Rikki Tikki Tavi went to the garden. He was looking for Nagaina. Darzi saw Rikki Tikki Tavi. She started singing a song. It was about Rikki Tikki Tavi's fight. The mongoose stopped the song. "I won one battle. I still have to fight Nagaina," Rikki Tikki Tavi said. "She is by the rubbish heap. The father put Nag's body there. She is crying over her husband," Darzi said. "Where is Nagaina's nest?" Rikki Tikki Tavi asked. "It is over there," Darzi said. "Go and distract Nagaina. I need to go to her nest first," said Rikki Tikki Tavi. Darzi flew over to the rubbish heap. She pretended to have a broken wing. Nagaina chased her. The snake wanted to eat her. Rikki Tikki Tavi went to Nagaina's nest. He found the cobra eggs. He broke nearly all of them. He kept one as a hostage. "Rikki Tikki Tavi, Nagaina is going to the house. She wants to kill the family," Darzi cried. Rikki Tikki Tavi rushed out of the nest. He carried the egg with him. He got to the house. Teddy was sitting outside. Nagaina was ready to bite Teddy. Teddy's father saw the snake. "Do not move, Teddy," Teddy's father said. "Come and fight me," Rikki Tikki Tavi shouted at Nagaina. "I am going to kill the boy." "I do not need to fight you," Nagaina said. "I have broken your eggs. This is the last one," Rikki Tikki Tavi said. Nagaina was angry. She tried to grab the egg. "Give me the egg. I will leave and never come back," Nagaina said. Teddy's father grabbed Teddy. He took him away from the danger. "You will fight me," Rikki Tikki Tavi said. The two started fighting over the egg. Nagaina grabbed the egg and dragged Rikki Tikki Tavi into her nest. Darzi was watching. She thought Rikki Tikki Tavi was dead. Rikki Tikki Tavi came out of the nest. "Nagaina is dead. Go and tell everyone that I have killed the three snakes in the garden," he said to Darzi. He fell asleep on the ground. He woke up in the house. The family were looking after him. "That mongoose saved all our lives," Teddy's father said.